Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, Sophia. How are you?
Same old. I'm so happy to have you here in the studio. I remember first listening to your tracks in 2020 and then trying to catch shows that kept getting postponed or
Yes.
cancelled. It was always something was happening. So I'm just curious as to what it was like making music around the time the world was closing down.
Well, we actually, it's cool that you asked, because we formed in 2020. Our first ever show was, I think, February. What is it? It was part of Fringe Fest, and Matt Crawley organized it, and we were so happy to be there. Great debut show. Then next moment,
Oh,
it was locked
man.
down. Yeah. So I'd say we did try and keep the momentum up by chatting to each other online and sending some demos over. But yeah, because the shows kept getting cancelled, it was qu impossible to do gigs. Yeah.
And so we've got an EP coming out, and this is a re-release.
Yeah, it is a re-release. We actually released this in, I'm pretty sure, August of 2021. So it's a while ago now. It's like 3 years ago. But yeah, we're having it out in the world again. But with hard copy this time.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'll definitely be getting one for myself.
Oh, well, thank
So
you.
it's coming out in October, and I'm just feeling like there might be a seasonal approach here. It's just the midpoint of spring to summer. Would you say that there is one?
Ooh, you mean in terms of performances?
In terms of the vibe of the
The
music.
vibe of the music, yes. Yep, there definitely is a spring vibe. In fact, we've got a song that's about flower, and I'm seeing it way more out in the street, which makes me so happy. It's Daisy. You see it everywhere on the road these days. Little flowers popping next to the grass. It's wonderful.
I definitely feel like there's a revolution towards shifting what we consider weeds to appreciating them as beautiful flowers. So, what was the inspiration behind this track, Daisy?
Well, I actually wrote this song back in 2016, so way before Phoebe Rings, just after graduating uni, I believe, and feeling very lost about what I'm supposed to do. I finished jazz school and I didn't really want to pursue jazz anymore, and then wrote a bunch of songs. So it's ages ago, I'd say. Isn't it like 8 years ago if it's
Oh
2016?
my God,
I know. Yeah, and I actually didn't get to finish writing the song. It stayed unfinished quietly in the archives until we had to get a bonus track for the vinyl that's coming out. And then as a band, we whipped it up really fast in the studio within 2 weeks and it was done.
Wow. I've read somewhere on Kapok Records that some of the lyrics were inspired and referenced Haruki Murakami's book, Dance, Dance, Dance.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
well,
so why this book?
why this book? Well, that one actually was for this other track called Cheshire, which is coming out in September, or re-released in September, I should say, because it was our first single. But our bassist, Ben, was trying to think of imageries when I was, because I was again finishing my lyrics and then I was a bit stuck, and then he said, "Oh, why don't you say dance with the mirror?" And I'm thinking of this book, Dance, 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 and there's like a person kind of dancing, maybe in front of the mirror or something. And I thought that was a really excellent imagery, so we decided to pop it in.
How fascinating.
Oh, Ben's a great lyricist.
Yeah, sounds like it. So, congratulations on signing to Car Park Records. It's an American label.
Yes.
Yes. What does this mean for the band?
Well, it means that we will keep working hard to do, of course, New Zealand shows as much as possible, as well as doing some international shows. And, oh, I don't know, there may be some people who know this already, but getting a visa is so hard in the States. and you kind of have to build up your portfolio in order to get an artist visa. So that's what we will be aiming towards.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm really curious more on your inspirations. I love when musicians just have really niche or particular things that inspire them. Is there something in your life that might be really mundane or unserious that you take inspiration from?
Something that's mundane that I take inspirations from. I don't think it's mundane, but I love cats.
Not mundane at all. The Egyptians worship them for a good reason.
That's very true. Yeah. I mean, their life is a bit mundane, I should say, because they sleep for most of the day. But honestly, I can look at them for the whole day.
A lot of the sort of sounds within the music seem very nostalgic, also almost video game-esque. Ooh. Would you say that this is intentional?
I would take that as a compliment. I love that. Yeah, well, we actually, as a band, all four of us, we love talking about games. And we grew up with video games, Nintendo, Zelda, Super Mario, all these different kinds of games. And yeah, inevitably, I think we were quite influenced about, like, influenced from those music. But yeah, I think the influence actually continues. I'm just thinking about it. I was about to say, now it's different, but I don't think so. We love video games.
Yeah. So when are you performing across New Zealand, and where can people find and buy your music?
Well, the pre-save link for the vinyl is up on, I'm pretty sure, all of the record stores in New Zealand. You can find that in our Instagram, Phoebe Rings bio as well. But yeah, they're ready to be reserved. And after we release it on 18th of November, 18th of October,
yes. You
will be able to find them in the stores.
Amazing. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for coming into the little studio today. Let's have a listen to Daisy.